Good For You Radio with Claire Carter is a presentation of Talkers Radio. Here now is Claire Carter with Becoming the CEO of Your Own Well-Being.
I believe you need to be the CEO of your own well-being. Take charge of your most important assets. Have your healthcare team, people that you can trust and rely on, and bounce ideas off of. So, when you go to the doctor, do you ask the doctor or talk ahead of time about what tests are we going to do? Here are some things to question about. A C-reactive protein test, I've talked about that before, it measures inflammation in your body. You want to know about inflammation because it's a marker for every disease. If your numbers are over a 1, it means you have some inflammation going on there. My doctor likes my numbers to be not only below 1, but probably below a 0.7. If you have inflammation going on in your body for a number of years, and you are prone or at risk for something, it might be more likely that you will develop heart disease or cancer or stroke or Alzheimer's. So keeping those inflammation levels low, good idea. Check out, an anti-inflammatory diet, supplements that help. Turmeric, the Indian spice, is anti-inflammatory as well as anti-infection. Bromelain, the enzyme in pineapple, helps to reduce inflammation. Of course, if you eat the pineapple with your meal, it helps with your digestion, but between meals. And there's cayenne and ginger and quercetin and boswellia and omega-3 fatty acids. There's a whole list of things that will help to reduce inflammation. Obviously, a diet high in white flour and white sugar will be inflammatory. Now, there's another test that you may or may not have heard of called H. pylori. That's H as in Harry, hyphen, P-Y-L-O-R-I. It's a bad bacteria that resides in the tummy. And if it resides there for a long period of years, it might put you at increased risk for stomach cancer. But if you know you've got it, you can get rid of it with a round or two of tetracycline and decrease your risk of stomach cancer. You need to know your vitamin D levels because vitamin D is so important for your bones, for your brain, for decreasing cancer risk. And a lot of us are deficient in vitamin D. Obviously, you can get some vitamin D from sunshine, and you should. But if you know your numbers are low, then you can also supplement. And vitamin D with maybe some calcium and magnesium, and together, what it can do. Magnesium, important also for your brain. Magnesium that can help to regulate your heartbeat. And then there's the deficiency of B12 that has been linked to Alzheimer's. So you want to know where your B vitamins are. For those people concerned about ovarian cancer, women concerned, there's a CA125 blood test. It does have false positives and it has false negatives, but talk to your doctor. Is it better than nothing? Have you ever had your dentist or your doctor do a DNA swabbing of the gums? And what it can do is tell you whether you have aggressive bacteria in the mouth, the kind of aggressive bacteria that might contribute to things like pancreatic or colon or lung cancer. Could be an early warning sign. It's really not known for sure. I've referred to that in a prior episode. And also what the cotton swabbing of the gums does is tells you, do you have small or medium or large cities of bad bacteria in the mouth that could travel elsewhere in the body, for example, in the heart? Ideally, you want the small towns, not the big variety. So those are some of the tests to talk to your doctor about. There is the concern about cholesterol levels. It used to be the total of the high-density lipoproteins and the low-density lipoproteins was 240. And then it's now thought to be 200 as being normal. Well, what you should know before taking a statin drug, what are the questions you should ask your doctor if he recommends it? Definitely know what is your HDL level. Because if it's like in the 80s and above and you've got good HDL, that's a good thing. And then if he tells you, well, you've got a lot of the LDL, the low-density lipoprotein, not the good stuff, you have to ask your doctor, did you order an LDL particle size test? That's right. The particle size matters. Dr. Oz showed that one day when he was interviewing Dr. Steven Sinatra, a cardiologist, and he showed the artery and how the big, fat, fluffy particles of LDL just bounce off the arterial wall. They don't stick. So you have plenty of the good high-density lipoproteins and the bit fat fluffy particles, you may be fine. But before considering a statin drug, did the doctor do an ultrasound to check for clogged arteries, a clogged carotid artery? If your arteries are clear, You got plenty of the HDL and the big fat fluffy particles of LDL, and your numbers are over 200, but it seems like genetically you're doing fine. And it's also considering that the brain needs cholesterol. I once met a couple at a luncheon, and they've been on statins for years, and they didn't even realize that their cholesterol levels were way too low, or that the cells of the body need cholesterol. And I once was at a luncheon, and a woman said, her doctor fired her. And I said, well, why did your doctor fire you? She didn't want to take a statin. So I asked her her numbers, and her total numbers were 220 or so. But there was no LDL particle size test. There was no ultrasound that was taken. And she did have what seemed like good HDL. So before you make that decision, which is an important decision, you should ask, can we do all these other things and test for all these other things? I once met a cardiologist at a wedding, and she said she was a big fan of statin drugs. So I asked her, does she tell her patients to supplement with coenzyme Q10 and minerals like calcium and magnesium that can be depleted and lead to serious muscle fatigue? That's one of the side effects of statin drugs. And she said, no, she waits until they get muscle fatigue. And I thought, why wait? She said, well, CoQ10 is expensive. I said, getting serious muscle fatigue is expensive as well. You may know a lot about your cars and the body of your car, but what do you know about your human body? The more you learn, the more you can be a better consumer and a better patient. And find a good doctor who's going to listen to what you're saying, take it in, and allow for questions and allow for the time to ask those questions. They could save your life. Practice preventive medicine.
Good For You Radio with Claire Carter is a presentation of Talkers Radio. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved.